discussion?
We're gonna continue running through the agenda and do the appointments at the last.
Okay, great.
All right, I'd like to make a motion at 6:26 to return from executive session.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right, we had a discussion in there about some employee changes and stuff with our police department. We are going to push that toward the end of the meeting. We're going through the rest of the agenda first to get that out of the way before we get into all the nitty-gritty of the executive session there. That being said, I would like to make a motion to approve supplemental appropriations, blanket certificates, purchase orders, and checks number 51624 through 51669, and electronic payments number 838 through 1,035, totaling $251,999.65. That's $164,923.27 for accounting, and $87,076.38 for payroll.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion for Shelley to set a date for the records retention meeting.
I second that.
Well, I need a date first.
Oh, that would be August 11th. It would be the same day as the next meeting. Just, I'm suggesting just a little bit before the meeting time.
5:30, 5:45?
5:45 would be fine.
Okay, and let the record show, we're gonna motion to set that records retention meeting at 5:45 on August, what was it?
11th.
August 11th is the second Tuesday.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
This next one, Shelley, is $143.70. That is within everyone here's spending limit. Let's just pay it.
Right, well, last meeting, it was approved to be estimated at $4,200, and I thought it was a hard stop at $4,200. That's why I mentioned it.
Okay.
I just wanted it transparent.
All right. I'd like to make a resolution to approve the 2027 revenue budget.
Can you name the amount?
What's that?
Can you name the amount of the budget?
Give it to me.
You don't have the resolution?
No, I don't. I do now.
Okay.
All right, I'll start over. I'd like to make a resolution to approve the revenue budget for 2027 in the amount of... I got to read this. $2,835,143.90.
Second that.
Roll call, Mr.
Compared to last year.
It's $22,000 shy of last year's budget. I made it a little lower. It's probably gonna go over that, my anticipation, but I always like to make a revenue budget lower than what I really anticipate it to be.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
This permanent transfer of police funds, this transfer of funds to the police, I believe we already have a resolution.
We had a resolution to pay Bauman for it, but we didn't have a resolution to transfer the funds from general to police permanently for the payment of that.
But on the resolution for this, you said, and you were asked, a resolution for the permanent transfer from police fund in the amount of $4,000 was approved and placed in the thing for the purchase. So on this resolution you want us to approve, you say, whereas, that it has already been approved.
The motion was made on June 9th to approve the payment of $4,200, but they didn't say from general. a transfer, it would need to be made, a permanent transfer would need to be made to police fund in order to put that money in police fund to pay for it, but a resolution has to be made for the transfer.
So we can do just the transfer as a motion?
No, it has to be by resolution.
Then we don't have a resolution for that item.
A resolution has to be made for transfer of funds.
We do not have a resolution for that. All we have is...
I've made one.
It should have been emailed to you on your emails.
Oh, okay, then I get it. That's what's going on. Okay, I didn't see it. All right, there you go.
All right,
It's a resolution transfer of funds in the amount of $4,400 for payment to Bowman Ford. It's a transfer of funds from the general fund to the police fund in the amount of $4,400.
This resolution, I will read it. Okay, go. Transfer of funds in the amount of $4,400 for payment to Bowman Ford.
Correct.
This is correct.
Yes. Yeah, I need a resolution to transfer the money.
And that wasn't with your reports?
It's not with this resolution.
That was with the reports.
It was in it. It was right before the supplemental.
Okay. I would like to make a resolution to transfer funds from the general fund.
Yeah.
To the 2191 police fund in the amount of $4,400 to make the payment to Bowman Ford for service on vehicle 92.
Second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield.
Yes.
Mr. Bardo.
Yes.
Mr. Schuster.
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to make a resolution for a supplemental appropriation of the police fund 2191 in the amount of $4,400 for payment to Bowman Ford.
You transferred the funds. Now I need the appropriation, a supplemental for that, because so we can spend it. There's two different resolutions there, so this is the second one.
I'll second that.
Shelly, you're not allowed to
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield.
Yes.
Mr. Bardo.
Yes.
Mr. Schuster.
Yes.
That's why I was saying the search party. All right. And these last two, this tax exempt certificate, we're going to table these for now. We need to go through these a little bit better to see what's going on with the tax exempt certificate, the one after that for the revision of policy 626.3.
Okay.
We're just going to kick those next one.
Okay.
We need to look those over a little closer.
Okay.
All right. Zoning. I'd like to make a resolution for 5321 Pageland under blight or under 1308H for grass, overgrown weeds on the fence.
I'll second that.
I do.
Thank you.
happy.
I gave you a second. Call roll, please.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. I'd like to make a resolution for 6114 Windemar under 1308D and H.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. And I'd like to make a resolution for 5417 Patriot under 1308H and D.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. And I'd like to make a resolution for 5235 Patriot for blight under 1308H. That's again grass and overgrown weeds on fences.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. I'd like to make a resolution for blight under at 5848 Vistamar under 1320C, a boat in the driveway.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
How long has that boat been there, Bill?
About a month.
It's a recurring problem.
It's a year-to-year thing until he gets a notice and then moves it. He's on a frequent flyer.
I'd like to make a resolution for blight at 2662 Coview under 1308H. Again, grass and overgrown weeds.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
All right. Do you have any other zoning issues, Leo?
Nope.
All right. Moving on to police. Police are requesting us to discuss titling a 2018 Chevy Equinox from the impound lot. It was an impound unclaimed vehicle. Is that correct, Eric?
That's correct.
All right. I will make a motion to go ahead to title that vehicle to the police department. Anyone want to discuss it?
It's going to be used for, got several functions actually. It's going to be used as a court vehicle. Because there's no cost to us trying to use it as a vehicle to eliminate some of the miles on the cruisers for things that we can use it for where we don't necessarily need the cruiser. Which would be after hours response.
Are we going to have to outfit this thing?
No. There's no additional cost. The vehicle's already been checked out by AAA just to make sure there was, you know, no major issues with it.
No computers, no sirens, no push bars. Just ready to utilize it the way it is.
We'll put a siren in it that we already have. We'll do that ourselves. And the minimal red and blue lights if they're needed, but there won't be any cost involved in it. So.
There's always a cost.
Well, it'll be very minimal.
I said my concern is that, you know, if we put it on glove deals, we're going to get $8,000 or more for it. So but even though we've paid nothing for it, we're paying $8,000 for it.
Okay. No second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right, the fire department would like us to give them permission to list the special operations trailer for sale on govdeals.com. I will make a motion to that effect.
I'll second
Mr.
it.
Mr. Law?
No, I'm sorry.
Second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate a little bit on this? Let's know what
the... Yeah, the special ops trailer is the trailer that sits behind the annex over there.
Okay.
It's been out of use for us since we bought the new squad. We moved all of that equipment that was used to house in that trailer into the old medic unit, which we outfitted as a water rescue response unit.
Okay.
So that unit is no longer needed because we don't have enough vehicles to actually tow it without using someone's personal vehicle to tow it.
Okay.
So Chief Bailey decided that we'll just use the water rescue unit, the old medic unit. That's where all that equipment's housed. So it's been sitting behind that building over there for maybe a year or so, maybe longer.
Okay.
So it just sits there, and it could probably bring $3,000 to $5,000 probably.
Okay.
It'd be a nice trailer.
Have you guys gotten the, like, the stickers, township stickers and stuff off the side? We need to do that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we probably will.
Okay.
It does say township fire department, stuff like that, so I'm sure he will.
If you would like, I have a decommissioned police car that's being undetailed in the next few days. If you would like it, let me know. I can have it included on there.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let you bear it on.
All right, and I have one other question. It's not the trailer, but the lovely Lucas County ambulance was gifted to us.
Yes.
If you could talk to Mike and see what you guys are going to do with that.
It should be up on GovDeals.
Oh, you already listed it?
It's been listed. It just didn't sell to the reserve.
Okay.
So it's been sitting over there, and he's waiting to relist it on GovDeals again.
Okay.
And he's going to list it at a much lower reserve so he can get rid of it.
Okay.
What was the reserve?
I think the reserve was like 15.
Yeah.
I think
the highest offer was 12.
Yeah, the highest offer was 12.
When that sells, Bill, let me know so I can get it off the insurance for both the trailer and when you get your regular.
Yeah, because it's a fully functioning unit. Only thing that is wrong with it is it does have a cracked transmission case. He was going to sell it to the city of Toledo because they got their short ambulances, and they said they got ambulances over there in their maintenance place that's exactly the same. So they said they just can't get parts for it, and they just don't want to ask for it. So he went that route first.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
All right. I would like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the regular meeting of June 9th, 2026.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
And I would like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the special meeting of June 15th, 2026.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Then we have a new cybersecurity policy that we need to address. So I'd like to make a resolution to approve the new cybersecurity policy effective July 14, 2026.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right.
Yes.
having a hard time hearing you guys.
Yeah, we're, it's really not, we're just trying to make sure we get the right number here.
That's why you got the hat.
That's why I got the
Don.
What's my better profile?
Bi-weekly? You want the pay now? Is that what you guys need? Bi-weekly amount? I've got it here if you want the bi-weekly pay amount. OBI? Okay. Okay.
All right. There's some numbers to do, but I guess. All right, I'll start over. I would like to make a motion to offer the interim chief, Eric Hart, the permanent position of police chief in Washington Township at a base salary of $81,269 per year. And he will be paid hourly at a rate of $58.75 per hour for OVI when he works the OVI task force with the county or state or whatever. It's a full-time salary position. He will continue with his current insurance. He will continue with his current vacation, personal sick time, paid holidays, uniforms. Obviously, we're still furnishing those. You will be required to keep your LEADS Norris certifications updated on an annual basis. Also employee assistance programs and flexible working arrangements. So, you agree to that?
I do.
Okay.
Second that then.
All right, call the roll, please.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Effective date and the new start of the pay period?
Next year.
Or
2027.
Or the
20th.
On the 20th. Okay. That's what I need to know.
July 20th.
Yep. Do you have an oath office with you? Do you have your oath?
I do not.
Okay.
All right.
I knew you could. That's why I appointed you.
No civilians in that office, sir.
We'll administer your oath and we finish everybody else, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Gearhart, would you like to stand?
Yes.
I would like to make a motion to promote Mr. Thomas Gearhart from patrolman to captain of the police department. Of 7/14, today's date. The pay is going to start on the 20th again.
20th, okay.
His pay rate will be $26.51 per hour.
I'll second that.
Can you repeat the pay rate, please?
What's that?
Can you repeat the pay rate, please?
$26.51.
Okay.
Call the roll, please.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Wood. To make a motion to promote Andrew Whitmore, correct, patrol officer with the Washington Township Police Department, from patrolman to sergeant, effective 7/14/26, at a pay rate of $26.26 per hour.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Done. So it's effective the 14th, but the pay starts the 20th.
Should he read this himself, or should we read it to him?
He should read it himself. Chief Bailey read his.
Yeah.
Trustees and the people of Washington Township, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio, and the laws and ordinance of the political subdivision to which I am appointed, and to the best of my ability will discharge the duties of this office.
Ceremoniously have your wife put your badge back on you. I think we should.
We gotta get a picture of them.
Give her a big hug.
All right.
Anybody sign up
to speak?
No. Nobody?
No.
Clear.
Well, with that, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 6:56 p.m.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you very much. If you guys want to do pictures and stuff with your family and everything, now's the time. Decide a background. Up front worked out really well.
And we have cake. We have cake.
Yeah.
In there. No.
Karen.
Also,
Karen.
In the back, I believe.
Where are you doing them at, up front?
Right.
Is that where you want to do them? I'll move the chairs.
That worked out pretty good.
Okay. Jerry set them.
It's better lighting. I'll move them.
Almost an hour down. Everything had to be done. Let me not do that in print.